You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That segment that we just played is just based on the text line that I'm looking at right now. Got text during the segment from Gino Toretta. And he said, I guess Solana's brother is not as flexible as Crowder. Just you think about it.
We could have figured out all kinds of problems.
That segment was a testament of flexibility and non-flexibility in one little package. Yeah, so that segment, but just looking at the text, I won't read them all, but I mean, people... There's many people who have never heard it. Yeah. Some people thinking they're listening to it live. That was about 4 years ago. But and like somebody goes, I'm effing crying at work. How did he position himself? Listen, we're going to hear a follow-up on that segment this hour because Solana's brother, a couple days after that, because the topic wouldn't die, as you could imagine. Mm-hmm. Solana's brother joined us to talk to us about the enema incident. But everything about that. So just to bring you up to speed, I have since watched Godfather. Huh. It's very good. I said it was very good after I saw it. Kept my interest. It wasn't like watching, you know, an old movie that doesn't hold up.
I guess my follow-up is I'm not flexible enough to bite my toenails anymore. So... That is what it is.
That goes, and your teeth would fall out. It would just be a disaster. We would never believe it nowadays. Yeah, but man, yeah. You were headed us down a path that was, I couldn't believe, because again, my thought there was, what are we revealing here? I prepared myself for the worst the moment
you started.
The worst
of the worst. No, man, I bite my toenails.
Yeah.
Or big ass tents.
Solana.
My follow up is Dr. Finkelstein and I spend 1 hour a week revisiting childhood trauma.
And it all ended up with your name on the show. So there you go. And because Steven's story, you know, about eating dry cereal or whatever, yeah, we fired him. And that was it. He was never on the show again. So, warning to you, Jimmy. Yeah. But Jimmy said, Jimmy's like Mount Rushmore of show segments, and I agree. Like there are great show segments. You know how much I love the frozen chocolate cake. You know how much I love Marlon Shirley. I mean, there's a ton of show segments that are great. This one, I think, is in that one. I think is inarguably on the Mount Rushmore of show segments.
And it came out of nowhere.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was organic. It was
very much,
you know, nothing was revealed. Like we did, obviously, that we weren't acting. We did not know what each other was going to reveal, which was part of, to me, the funny part of the twist is Solana realizing he's revealing something that's so unnecessary to reveal, because I'm talking about a movie I've never seen. Well, and he's like, oh my God, what do I have in the holster here?
To peel back the curtain here, leading up to that show, Hawk, I think for like a day, you had told us about this maybe a day in advance. You're like, you guys aren't going to believe what I'm going to reveal. And he really played it up. He's like, I'm embarrassed. I don't know if I should go through with this. So I was expecting something huge, something.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Godfather reveal was that.
Ridiculous.
It's a movie, Hawk. It's an effing movie. Who cares if you've seen it or not? Who cares?
Solana, he got us. That's what that segment is called. Hawkman got us.
That's not true.
Robin, you remember that, right?
I was certain mine was going to be the biggest reveal on the show. I was certain that I was opening myself up for such future abuse that I had second thoughts about revealing that.
Yeah, like I'm thinking the same thing. When you were amping it up, Hawk, you were like, hey, we're doing this tell the truth thing. Oh my gosh, I just have to. So we're gonna rise to the occasion with our tell the truth.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the movie. What, you haven't watched a goddamn movie?
And the way he sets it up, like, oh, like he couldn't get it out. Like, oh, how am I gonna go through with this? Like, you haven't seen a movie, Hawk? Really? That's what you got? That's what you got.
Sorry,
for us?
Sorry, I haven't penetrated my brother. I'm sorry.
People were calling me Stank Mouth and Hey Toe Jam Mouth off for weeks.
Well, really,
and you haven't watched a movie,
Crowder. You should thank me because you're disgusting, man.
Yeah. I mean, yours really would be the one that was being talked about for years if Solana hadn't revealed what he did.
I'm and disgusting.
Please never say I penetrated my brother without further context, because that is a wildly. Insane statement.
How else do you get the enema in?
I'm telling you, no one's ever called Channing in the bathroom with a water bottle in a spout before. I don't know how nasty I really am.
Anyway, let's do headline. There is actual sports going on, sports news, but there's a follow-up to that segment, which is Solana's brother telling us about the enema incident. Let's do headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Norman Powell is the newest member of the Miami Heat. A lot of people expected the Heat to tank this year. A lot of people were calling for the Miami Heat to trade Bam Adebayo over the weekend.
That was actually going to be one of my topics of conversation today. Heading into it, you know, Ira had kind of posited on the Sun Sentinel, hey, maybe you trade Bam because they didn't do anything to get any better for him. And so maybe their plan of building around, like, you can build around someone, but if you don't build around them, what's the point? And so he kind of posited over the weekend, and then Barry Jackson followed it up and said, you know what? Not the worst idea in the world. And all hell broke loose. But now you've actually, I said it too. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but I have gone from 0 to 60 on this Heat team, you know, in a matter of hours because of Norman Powell. But that's what an important addition I think he is for the Heat, because like we talked about earlier, not only does he add an element that you're missing, but he actually should make Tyler's game better and Andrew Wiggins play more comfortably here than he showed last season. Like, this should have a domino effect. And then you add into the mix that the East is injured and not as good as the West. And you go, okay, you know what? Six seed for sure on paper when you take into account Spo being your coach and, you know, all the things, everything has to go right. But I look at it and I go, wow, I mean, six seed for sure. And maybe if things really go well, you're a top four seed.
Fellas, and I'm not, you know, I'm not this guy. I'm not the guy that just the poo-poo and half, you know, glass half empty guy.
Well, let's not use poo-poo. We were talking about a segment. Okay. And after the segment that's coming up as well.
Appreciate that.
I'm sorry, Solana. Solana started shaking.
Yeah.
With memories. But So we were on the youth movement. We were, you know, we were speaking of people saying Pat Riley lost it. We get Norman Powell, and now y'all have swung to we have a chance in the East. I'm not ready to go that far, fellas.
I get that. It's not Kevin Durant, and it's not Giannis, you know, but
yes,
you got better and didn't give up anything. No draft picks like that. I mean, you know, it's very rare that you can get markedly better without giving up either draft capital or talented players. It's very rare to get a bona fide starter and not give up a draft pick, a single one, or another starter in return. Like that, he ain't asleep at the wheel on this one.
No, Norman Powell would start on any NBA team.
Yeah.
That's how I judge it. If you get a guy that can start on any team in the league, you have you something.
Think about what the Heat needed to do to get Terry Rozier. They had to give up Kyle Lowry. Right. And I understand it's not Lowry from, you know, 2019, but still. I mean, they had to give up Kyle Lowry and they had to give up a first-round pick for Terry Rozier.
Look what Orlando gave up for Desmond Bane. Bane.
Yeah. Oh.
Stop bringing up Terry Rozier. I feel like I've given an enema. I can't even stand what we did to get Terry Rozier. He's upset.
They're on the court next season.
He better do something next season because he was very unimpressive this first season.
When you want the Terry Rozier spin, you let me know because I've done it already. I've created a scenario in my mind where Terry Rozier has a good season next year, an impactful season next year. So you let me know when you guys are ready for them.
All right.
What does he do? Get traded?
Hey, had I outlined for you a week ago, you can get Kevin Durant, but you have to give up Nikola Jokic, Khalil Ware, and 2 first-round picks. Or you can have Norman Powell, but all you're giving up is 2 rotation players. What do you take?
Well, and a rotation player too. Kevin Love didn't play at all, so he wasn't even in the rotation. So it's really one tertiary rotation player. It's a great question because I saw you tweet something about Orlando and Desmond Bane, and I know it was a little tongue in cheek, but it happens to be a great question. It's like, okay, there's major star power, but are you willing to go all in, give up a lot to get that unknown of that Kevin Durant addition, or would you rather give up really nothing and bring in Norman Powell and say now, Bam and Tyler and Andrew Wiggins and Khalil Ware and everyone else, do your thing and this comes together like a team? Huh. I wouldn't answer the question. I would not be able to give you a quick answer.
3 options is what you're saying. Stay status quo. You're in the play-in again. You're 9 or 10. Add Norman Powell. I'm kind of with y'all. I believe we're a solid playoff team, 5-6 seed. You add Kevin Durant to Bam and Tyler, I think we have a chance to win the East.
But you're giving up a lot. And again, I would just submit to you, Kevin Durant couldn't even get to the playoffs last season. So it's not a certainty.
Yes.
Giannis, yes, certainty. You know what I mean? Giannis, yes. Certainty. There's certain guys, certainty. Kevin Durant, man, it's an interesting, and you know how Pat Riley felt about it because he didn't do it.
Yeah. And I always say in Riley, I trust. So I don't know why I always backtrack when things don't go right, like the Twitter Heat fans and all, but I wouldn't mind having Kevin. But to your point, what are we giving up? Are we giving up the next 5 years for 2 years? Like that's right. The thing that Pat has to do. That's Pat's job to figure out, not mine. But I would love to see a 35 KD running around damn Kaseya Center.
Definitely would have made them more exciting in terms of, you know, being on nationally televised games, eyeballs.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Then you get beat by the Cavs 4-1 again.
4-1, you'd be thrilled.
Didn't they get one? It was 4-0?
Didn't get one. Are you talking about a point?
They almost got one. They almost got one, Hawk. Almost got one.
Don't let us almost get one.
I think it was a traumatic experience, so I changed it in my mind just not to get swept.
They were very far from one.
That's when they lost by 40. Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
40 would have been good. I think it was a lot worse than that. The Marlins would go 1-2 versus the Brewers over the weekend. They begin a four-game series. They'll play the Reds in Cincinnati. They're out on the road. 7-10 is your first pitch.
All right.
Hey, by the way, speaking of some NBA news, you guys saw that the Indiana Pacers confirmed that Tyrese Halliburton will miss all of next season. They've ruled him out. Their president ruled him out for all of next season. And Kevin Love, he reacted in it was an interesting reaction to being traded. He tweeted out, "Never thought I'd be a math problem. Welcome to the NBA."
He also did a Instagram post, like a what was from the from what movie was it? Just watched it. I sent it to you guys.
You did. I didn't.
Oh, it's from Joe Dirt. It's like, you know, he's Joe Dirt's walking away and he's like, "Are you crying?" He's like, "I'm not crying. I'm not crying." And he's, you know, he's walking away. So obviously, yeah. And he said, all he wrote was "traded" and posted that movie clip.
It's funny that he looks that old and is that old and doesn't understand the business of basketball. His $4 million.
I think he understands it just fine.
But yeah, like your $4 million makes the deal work. Like we don't need you. They don't really need you, to be honest. Like they're not worried about having Kevin Love on the team. It's just the money. Like just be happy.
Yeah. And get no, that's what he's saying. I never thought I'd be a math problem, but he's saying like I see what I became, which is eye opening. You know, you get to the end of your career, and it's like, oh, well, that guy's math fits. Throw him in there.
Yeah, that's what it is. A lot of people get cut and don't get $4 million. Kevin, enjoy yourself, brother.
We'll get a buyout, so. And then he'll be able to go wherever he wants. Yeah, and then he'll be able to go wherever he wants.
Come on, man.
I wonder if he genuinely believed, I don't know, like behind the scenes, but I wonder if he genuinely believed he had a home here in Miami. He was fulfilling that UD role almost.
I think he thought he would be part of the Heat organization in some capacity. I don't know if he had designs on continuing to play, but I think he thought he would be some sort of ambassador, front office, or something. And it didn't work out that way. But I said it last season. You're not playing very much. A little cutesy on the Instagram stuff. Let's throttle it back.
Yeah. The Heat couldn't have loved that during the entire Jimmy Butler saga.
He was half trolling them. Like, he was half on Jimmy's side. Like, it was, I don't know. It's odd.
Yeah. Well, at least we got one final IG post after a legendary IG run from Kevin Love.
Yeah.
More Instagram posts than minutes in his final season with the Miami Heat. But part of that 2023 NBA Finals run. Never forget.
Yeah. No.
Inter Miami, they won over the weekend 4-1. They'll play Wednesday. The FIFA Club World Cup continues mañana. You've got El Flu Fluminense versus Chelsea, semifinal, number one. And then you've got PSG, Real Madrid, the champions of Europe against the largest club of Europe, the most popular club, the most winningest club in European history. That is Wednesday, 3 p.m. in the second semifinal.
All right. The club.
The Heat play the Warriors final San Francisco Summer League game tomorrow. They went 1-1 over the weekend. They beat the Spurs on Saturday, and then they lost to the Lakers yesterday. Kasperis Jakučionis, Kaz, the Heat's new first-round pick.
Ooh, do people call him Kaz?
Kaz, that's what
I like that.
Yeah, that's what KJ or Kaz.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what Spo called him on the on like their first FaceTime. What's up,
back
Kaz?
When I was a kid, there was a basketball player named Kazzy Russell.
They call him Kaz
for the Chicago Bulls, but Kaz. Kazzy, that's a I like that. Kaz. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
My brother just texted me. Unrelated, but just not the right time.
It's a natural thing.
Not answering that.
Don't you wish you were home when he asked you the enema question?
I was going to say, I went out, my damn internet's terrible. It is, you could be the greatest athlete in the world. There's going to be a time, damn Brady to Tampa, Peyton to Denver. Like, it's a time where you have to come to the conclusion of like, oh, I'm not what I used to be. Some guys physically, like me physically, I used to be like, damn, I'm starting to get injured every damn year. But I remember the one I used all the time when Jason Taylor, who is he the, after Marino, JT would be the best Dolphin ever, Hall of Famer. You argue what, like Zach, and then you got to go back to Larry Little and the White
conversation,
Stevenson. He's in the Mount Rushmore Dolphins ever. When he was, when the Jets were going to sign him, we were all in the locker room like, I was like, damn, JT, you about to go to the damn Jets? They offered him like five times more money than the Dolphins. And we were all like, oh, never mind, JT, man, go get your bread, bro. But he didn't, he wasn't appreciated like that anymore. And the Jets JT was not the damn defensive player of the year, JT. So sometimes athletes got to come to that conclusion.
That was Bill Parcells. Correct me if I'm wrong. I was very young when that happened. Wasn't that Bill Parcells coming in? Like, that's the old era. I'm ushering in the new era. And
he told a
story.
He was story
doing back, dancing on the stars or something.
Yeah, back when I was on the Levitard show, Jason Taylor told a story of Bill Parcells coming in. And they were sitting across from each other, and he handed him a folded in half post-it note. And he said, that's for next season. And JT said he opened it up and he saw what the offer was. And he was like, and he said Bill Parcells was kind of doing it in a cool, smooth manner. Like, here you go. We got you this for next season. Something like that. And JT was like, yeah, no.
If that was after 06 defensive player of the year season, that number would have been way higher.
Yeah, sure.
And you know what I'm saying? So that's when I'm not trying. I'm just telling stories now. I'm not trying to compare Kevin Love any shape, form, or fashion to Jason Taylor, but it's a tough realization. And I think Kevin Love dealing with it in a funny way. It's a tough realization when you're just another guy, when you used to be that dude. K Love was that dude. What, Minnesota and all that? He was that guy, and now you're not really that guy anymore. You're just a player.
I mean, not really is an overstat. I mean, did he have 100 minutes for the season? I'm not even joking, for the season?
Last year, no.
No, knock. And then for him to think he was going to be UD, that's laughable. If he really thought that, that's laughable.
Not UD, but serve the same role. 15th guy in the end of the bench, veteran. He's done it all. He's seen it all. He's achieved everything you possibly can in basketball. A good mentor for Khalil Ware. A good person to have around the organization. I could see where Kevin Love fits that bill, and he just thought.
By the way,
he was there.
He would have been that. He would have played that role if this Norman Powell deal didn't come up. He would have been the 15th guy on the roster, and he would have mentored the young guys. That would have been his role.
Fellas, there's only one Udonis Haslem in the history of the NBA. No one else has been kept around.
I'm not making any comparison there.
Yeah.
But just a veteran presence at the end of a bench is not uncommon. And that's the role. That's the role he'll play anywhere, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to go, and whatever he buys out, he's not getting $10 million a year. They're going to give him exactly what he's making, $3, $4 million a year to be that.
Feel bad for his hips, man. Things are taking a beating. You see that guy run down the court? Those hips don't function the way that they should.
Boy. Father Time's undefeated.
Anyways, your weather. It's brought to you by me. Partly cloudy in South Florida. 90 degrees. Hot, humid, sticky. That's your weather.
All right. In the next segment, we will give you the follow-up to the segment we gave you in the 3 o'clock hour. Today is National Tell the Truth Day, and we gave you the Tell the Truth segment, which is so wildly popular amongst listeners to this show. But there was a follow-up segment, which was Solana's brother Daniel joining us on the air a few days later to kind of clear up any loose ends or questions that we may have had regarding Solana's reveal. So we will play part two of this ordeal. I consider it to be an ordeal we all went through together. Part two of the ordeal will be in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun Monday. We head into the heart of summer, the real heart of summer. We have Marlins tickets. Speaking of summer, America's pastime. Did you see someone had texted in, and you mentioned Jim Leland at all in your headlines? I don't think you did. Went into the Marlins Hall of Fame yesterday. Had a nice ceremony before the Marlins game. Okay, here we go. Today is National Tell the Truth Day. In the 3 o'clock hour, we gave you the actual segment we did 4 years ago where we all revealed something that we all thought was jarring. Solana stole the prize, though, because he revealed that he gave his brother an enema, and we couldn't let that go. We couldn't stop talking about it, really, for 4 or 5 years now. But because we couldn't stop talking about it, we decided to bring his brother Daniel on the air to give us his side, his version of the enema story. This was that. All right, we need a little closure after last week.
Can't wait for this.
We need a little closure. So just to bring everybody back to speed, we had a game last week. It was National Tell the Truth Day. And so before the show, in the morning, I had told everyone, hey, let's play a little game where we all tell the truth about something that we've never shared before on the air.
and the segment, which is available on our podcast. If you can download the Odyssey app, it's AUDACY. And if you could subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast, we would appreciate it. The segment is one of my favorite radio segments that I've ever done in 25 years of broadcasting.
I haven't been around that long, but it's hilarious.
I really thought that my revelation was going to be something that was talked about for weeks. I really, this is how, you know, they think I was trying to pull a fast one on them.
You were.
And I was not. I really thought that my revelation of never having seen The Godfather all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces. I call it all the time the best gangster movie ever made. And I've never really sat down and watched it. And I've never seen Godfather 2 or 3, although I always talk about how, you know, 2 was a great sequel and 3 was just garbage. I just parrot whatever the people are saying.
Yeah, we found out.
And so I really thought that I was nervous about admitting that on the air. Nervous. And then we get to Crowder, and Crowder starts with, "When I was a kid, I was very flexible." And I immediately, my heart started to pound, and I thought about calling off the game. And then I even said, think about this. I was nervous. I was like, think about this. Think about this. And the revelation happened to be disgusting, but not the disgusting that I thought it was going to be. It was that he would bring his feet up to his mouth and bite his toenails.
Yeah.
And strangely, that happened to be a relief when he told us that.
Because y'all are nasty.
And then we went to Steven. Steven told us that he eats cereal without putting milk on it. Very, you know, nothing.
Very godfatherish.
And then Solana
Uh-oh.
Revealed through laughter that he once gave his brother an enema, which was really shocking. Because you can give yourself an enema. Now, admittedly, I've never had one.
Mm-hmm.
I have taken a suppository before. I think we've told those stories on the air.
Yeah.
That was no fun to insert.
But you can get back there.
Right. No, anyone can. And I believe, I don't even think I've ever seen an enema, but I know it's a tube connected to like a water bottle,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you insert the tube and then you squeeze the water bottle, from what I understand.
This is an audio medium, but watching you
right.
do
but
it.
But you can see that I can get back there.
Don't do that
right.
again.
Have you had an enema?
No, hell
You've
no.
You've never had one applied to you in the hospital? You've been in the hospital a lot?
No, I got exit only tattooed on my cheeks.
So, Solana.
I've had an enema, by the
way. Oh, you have?
I have.
This is a family thing?
And his family's got health issues. They really, they have a lot of ailments.
Y'all all enema
they have
together?
A lot of ailments. So, did you insert it yourself?
Oh.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Did Daniel do it for you?
No, I was hospitalized.
Okay.
And
all
I
right.
had an enema.
Right. No, so if you're in the hospital, and I guess what happens, you get all blocked up. That's the way that they clear you out?
Yeah.
Or if you have to have a test, I would imagine, that, and they need to clear you out, you know, if you're getting your...
I've had the camera up there
right,
before,
right.
But that didn't have to wash
right.
out.
Yeah. Well, no, but for the... what's the thing where you get the great anesthesia, but you have to drink that solution the night before
yeah,
and clear everything out? Yeah, no, you usually but
colonoscopy.
Right, colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
But I imagine, I guess, if you're in the hospital, they need to do something immediately. You know, they clear you out via enema or whatever.
Oh.
Anyway, so Solana's brother Daniel is on the line. Hello, Daniel.
How's it going?
Well, not great. What now? What transpired? Explain us why you needed an enema. How long ago was this?
Probably about 8 to 10 years ago.
Okay, 8 to 10 years ago.
Wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
How long ago was it, Solana?
I was in middle school, and that was like 2008, 2007.
Okay,
so this is much longer.
So 15 years ago, maybe
right.
somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago. And why did you need an enema, Daniel?
I was getting a procedure called a five sigmoid done by my gastroenterologist.
Do all the Solanas, because your brother has had gum replacement, he's now torn his ACL, like, and like, I who at so how old were you? You had to be in your teens?
No, I was probably in my
20, 22.
Yeah.
Who's got a gastroenterologist at 20, 22 years old?
A little hypochondriac.
Is that what it is? Do you guys always feel like you're sick and then nothing ever really transpires?
No, I mean, I was pretty sick at the time.
Okay, all right. So what happened? So they say you've got to come in and do this procedure, but first you need to be cleared out, so you need an enema. Why did you have to ask Alejandro to administer it?
I mean, I guess my arms are just not as long as yours.
Come on! Are you able to wipe yourself?
I can't believe we're doing this right now.
That doesn't seem to be an issue.
Isn't it the same location?
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to be a little more precise, don't you think?
Not really. I mean, it guides you in, doesn't it? I mean, it's like a docking. It's the Apollo 13 docking. I mean, once you're in the area, you just bring it home.
I don't know. I didn't want to miss and have to do another one. So I could use the extra hand.
But when you say you didn't want to miss, you'd know if it wasn't in, and you're not going to squeeze out the water or the ointment. Like, you're not going to think it's in if it's on the back of your knee. So, like, do you think you just kind of froze up? You didn't really want to do this. I imagine nobody does. So you didn't really want to do it, and so you were like, you know what, Alex, can you just do this for me? Because you just wanted to get it over with.
It could have been.
Because let me ask you this. If you had to have one tomorrow because you needed a medical procedure, do you think you would need to ask Alex or your wife now? Like, would you need to ask someone else, or do you think you could just handle it?
No problem, bro. I got you.
Well, yeah, I might as well ask Alex. She's already got experience, so.
So, no, but I'm saying,
he's
like...
He's one for one, Hawk.
No, but you could do it yourself now, right? Not now as you're older,
well,
and
Alex
you realize...
Alex is shooting 1,000. He's batting 1,000 right now with the enemas. Why would you go away from that?
Were you mortified as it was happening, Daniel?
No. It was actually a pretty simple thing.
And, like, that night at dinner, did y'all look at each other different?
Have you looked at each other since?
Absolutely. It's not a problem. Like he said last week, we're a pretty tight-knit family.
Ah, man. I
love my sisters, bro, but I don't know.
Well, again, I would do anything for my family. I'm not even that crazy about my brother, but I would do anything for my family, but not if I knew he could do that himself. That's where I would draw the line. You know what I mean? If he was incapacitated and someone needed to do something, yeah, that's family. But you weren't incapacitated, right?
No. I was healthy at the time.
He was a college soccer. He was on scholarship.
I remember you told us.
Soccer player. He was in great health, great shape. I think you're downplaying how tough it is to insert an enema into your own bottom.
Well, I don't know, admittedly, but I have never heard of someone asking their brother to do it before, unless they were incapacitated.
Is the tube the size of a Coke can? It's probably a little tube.
No, like, right. Come on, man. But it's as you described, it's a tube. And Danny, feel free to step in here if I got this wrong. But it's a tube that's pretty long, pretty lengthy. And then it's something that it's a two-hand job.
How?
And you have to hold up the bag so that the liquid will fall down into the tube into where it's going.
I'm standing up. Now, if you stand at the thing, I put the bag here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So that it's higher than this.
Than the rump.
And then I take the thing, I get it in, I'm bringing it up. And then I take the thing and I hold it up here like an IV.
Squeeze it.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
I think there's only one way to find out, Hawk. I think you got to try and see if it's easy for one person to do it.
I just don't. Can y'all,
because you're here, Daniel's here, Solana's here. Like, what was the conversation? Like, Daniel, you walk in, I'll say Solana was there playing Nintendo.
Right.
Like, what was the back and forth when this happened? Do you remember?
Yeah. I remember knocking on his door and I said, hey, I need your help with something. And he was, you know, he didn't really know what he was getting into, but he's the little brother. So I said, yeah, I need you to stick this, you know, I need you to assist me here. And, you know, wasn't really much questions asked. He just helped me out.
He was just gung-ho, let's go. Give me the tool.
Big brother.
Wow.
Big brother. Because, like, here's the thing. If you buy, let's say, a large TV at Best Buy, it says on the box, two-man lift. Mm-hmm. Right? So you know you need someone to help you. I've never seen, not that I've, you know, perused the enema boxes, but I'm going to guess it doesn't say two-man procedure. You know what I mean? Like I think that it would alert you if you needed a second. Like, you go to an eye doctor, and they're going to dilate your eyes. They tell you on the phone, you need someone to drive you home. Bingo. You're not going to be able to drive yourself home. You go for the colonoscopy, you're going to get anesthesia.
Yep.
They say, you need someone to drive you home. I don't think that there's any warning like that on an enema box, because no one asks someone else to do it.
Nobody likes to eat alone, Hawk.
Huh?
What?
This is like dinner?
All right. So if you had to do it again, you still think you would ask for assistance?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Grown man.
Daniel Solana. Solana's brother is with us. Former college soccer player. What is wrong with Inter Miami? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, man. I don't know where to begin. I don't think we have enough time on this segment, but hopefully it's going to get better. Hopefully it's going to get better. And if you want to know how to fix it, you know, they can give me a call. I'm in the job market in the soccer.
He's not even joking.
Area.
He's not even joking. Because I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
He legitimately believes Inter Miami should call him for assistance. Am I lying? You really believe that?
100%.
And you'll tighten them up.
I think they could do worse.
All right. I mean, I'm sure they could. I mean, they need some kind of assistance. All right. And someone's texting in, like, what does your mom or dad have to say about this? Did you guys tell mom and dad, like, when they got home, hey, guess what we did? like, you know what I mean?
If I remember correctly, I think my dad took me to the gastroenterologist right after I got the enema. So I guess he was on board. I don't remember what he said, but I guess he was on board.
So it's a family affair.
Family affair. Everyone's involved.
And I'm part of the IBS community, a very underappreciated and respected community here in this world.
Sure.
But I just can't let nobody else jam nothing. Yeah, Daniel. Come on, man.
You're preaching to the choir because my brother has long wanted more respect to the IBS community.
They got to understand, Daniel. Like, yeah, there's certain things we eat, and 2 minutes later, it's coming out. I don't know how it gets through that fast.
Well, I
it's rough.
I don't know what to say. I'm glad that you both shared this, I guess. I don't know. Are you upset with your brother for sharing this information on the radio?
Absolutely not. I thought it was hilarious.
All right.
And we have plenty more stories.
You guys have mad love and respect for each other.
Absolutely.
As anyone who would participate in that kind of activity should. You should never do that without love. I think that's the bottom line.
Wouldn't that be kind of a closer to some arguments y'all have?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, hey, man, I'm not driving over there. It's midnight. And you're like, bro, remember when I was 12?
I gave you an enema.
And then Daniel has
to do anything that Solana asks.
I'm on the way.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Does that ever close any arguments?
You know, I never use that as leverage.
You've wanted to forget it. It's totally understandable. All right, Daniel. Thank you, bud. Everybody should follow Daniel Solana for his hot soccer takes. What did you think of England losing to Italy yesterday?
I thought it was great. Everybody thought it was coming home, and yes, it didn't.
Yeah, did not. Took a detour to Rome.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
quickly,
you.
I got to ask Daniel, quickly. Right. On the way out, Daniel, does the Solana family, do they like Hawkman and myself, or do y'all hate us?
Oh, no, we all love you guys.
I have been told that your mom and dad, specifically your mom, does not care for either of us.
I mean, I guess you got to ask her. I don't want to divulge any family secrets about what we talk about at the table. But
right, we wouldn't want to hear any Solana family secrets. All right, see you, Daniel. Give love to your wife and to your parents for us.
And congrats on the baby, bro. Congrats on the baby.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. Daniel Solana. That was fun. I think that went well, Solana.
Huh?
As our friend Gator Rube points out on Twitter, what an ass-warming story.
Now, you know what? Y'all were on the same page. I got to give them credit. Like, they were both gung-ho about
this. Neither of them
this.
Think it's a big deal, and so
no.
Maybe it's not a big deal.
Well, it's
not,
a big
maybe
deal.
It's not. I don't know.
Oh, you get two people to say something's okay, then it's okay?
I don't know. They seem very secure in what happened.
Just think about how desperate he was to come to his younger brother to ask him for that.
Didn't sound like he was desperate. It really, to me, it sounded like he didn't think it through. I'm telling you, it was something. Here's what it sounded like to me. This is gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it. I'll get my younger brother to do it.
Sounds about right.
Which older brothers do to younger brothers all the time. It doesn't usually involve their own anus, but this, it was an enema. Like, it just is what it is. But I don't think it was anything further than that.
And he said, my arms are shorter than yours.
I mean, that's really, you know, he just didn't want to do it. So he had you do it.
I got God, is what you're saying.
You got God.
Got him.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.